traded. You'll see it wasn't me that made you fall.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. And that's a track you guys are all familiar with, Better Than You, from Ryan Roxy. And we're so excited tonight. We've not only got one of the greatest guitarists on the planet, but we've got a friend. A friend here at WRCT, a friend of all of yours. Ryan is joining us tonight. Ryan, welcome back. It's been a while. Welcome back to Courts in Session.
Look at us. Look at us, man. Look how far we've come. You know, you got a proper microphone, windscreen, and I've got headphones on. Didn't we do our first interview in the front seat of a car? If there's something like that, is that
right? Oh, my. You know what? I forgot that. You are absolutely right. Hey, let's thank Paul Unger. He's the common denominator, promoter for bringing us all together. But you are right, Ryan. Boy, you know what? Wow, that's amazing. Well, talking about the passage of time for all of our listeners, you know, Ryan, you were a big part of starting this show blowing up because you were, 10 years ago, the very first rock star to give me an interview here on Courts in Session, long time ago, with Roxy 77.
Well, I appreciate that, and both of us haven't slowed down since then. I've been touring with Alice here, there, and everywhere all through those years, as well as putting out my own music. So, yeah, it's in, and apparently you're expanding everywhere in the world, which is great for your listeners and for me subsequently, because every time someone hears you talk about me, you know, I get another listener, maybe another follower, maybe another set of eyes on my website and stuff. So I appreciate you and everything you're doing, man.
Well, let's talk about something that's been too long in the making. We've got new solo Ryan Roxy, Better Than You. I was in rotation. People were calling about it. We got a new single we're going to talk about in a minute. Tell us, it's been a while. Tell us about getting back into the studio and putting together some new music.
Well, we made a big move. We made a big, my wife and I made a move from the North Pole, which we were living in Stockholm, Sweden, all the way down to the South Pole, which is Cape Town, South Africa. And so we've changed, you know, south of the equator now. And I put together this studio and jam room and podcast room, if you will. Basically, the best man cave you can ask for that I'm able to do everything with. And I was able to record a bunch of ideas, which became songs, which became collaborations, like worldwide collaborations, whether it's Better Than You or this new single called Fight Another Day. It really is an international affair because I lay down my vocals and guitars down here in this studio in South Africa. And then the people that I collaborate with, Trent Teakin, for one, is a drummer who's from the New Mexico, Albuquerque area. And he does his tracks there. We get a bunch of guests coming in who live in Europe and everywhere, and we all send our tracks up to Canada, where our producer Robbie Miller puts it together and is what you're about ready to hear for the new single. So again, straight ahead rock and roll, but we're happy that it's more of an international affair.
Well, before we play the new single, you got a special guest on the tune, and I picked up on it right away. Love this song. Tell us about having Bridget West from New York Loose guesting on the song.
Well, Bridget and I go way back from the New York days, not the New York Loose days. She was in a band called New York Loose. And when we actually both lived in New York City, and my band that I was in at that time called Electric Angels, we were signed with the same publishing company as her, and we would actually record on some of her demos. So I played a bunch of guitar on her earlier stuff, and so we've just been friends all throughout the years. And when this song came about, I wanted a really strong, complimentary background female voice, sort of like a Stonesy vibe. And that's exactly what she delivered. It was Stonesy, but with an indie twist that only Bridget West can do. So really happy we got her on the track. And it's very cool to watch in the video that we did, as well as just listening to it on the radio. But go check out the video on YouTube, because the video is based around an 8-bit video game, old school, like Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man sort of vibe, where our video director, Irwin, who's amazing, by the way, he did Better Than You and this one, turned me into an avatar, and we have live performance peppered in there with Bridget and also Keith Weir, who's from the London Choir Boys. He plays with Griff in his current band now, Black Eyed Sons, and we just, you know, again, Trent on the drums, live performance from everybody, intertwined with an 8-bit video game vibe. So it's a cool video to check out, and hopefully you like listening to it right now so much that you'll go and check out the video.
Well, the video's great, and so is the song. Let's enjoy the ride. This is brand new from Ryan Roxy. Fight Another Day, WRCT 88.3 FM. We'll be right back. you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. Special night tonight, getting to share the microphone with our friend, rock and roll noisy guitar legend, Ryan Roxy. You know him as that handsome guy with the fedora for years in Alice Cooper. New single, Fight Another Day, is what you just heard. So you're on tour with Alice. I'm looking at your tour dates, Ryan. I see you're in Toledo, April 21st, Columbus, April 23rd, Huber Heights, Ohio, at the Rose Music Center, April 25th. We're all going to be doing road trips. You know, you have been, by my calculation, the longest guitarist in Alice Cooper's career.
Yeah, which means I've played the song Poison more than any other guitarist on the planet.
Well, you know, Alice has always been known for having the best guitarists. If you listen to Alice Cooper, you know he's got the best gunslingers. He's had you as his mainstay for so long. But you're not just a dynamite guitarist. You're a songwriter. Tell me what it's like collaborating and writing songs that have made it to vinyl with Alice.
Well, it's a trip to actually go from writing a guitar riff when you're basically in your underwear on your couch and you put it into your little voice memos on your phone or whatever, you lay it on a little four-track demo or in your garage band on your computer, and then that riff becomes, you know, you think you've got it worked up to a certain amount, to a certain spot, and then Alice comes in, he hears it, he likes it, he writes some lyrics to it, and then his voice comes out of that microphone and it instantly becomes an Alice Cooper song. So it's amazing to see just like a simple rock and roll straight ahead guitar riff become an Alice Cooper song just by the mere fact that he puts his stamp on it with that signature voice and those signature lyrics.
Well, you know, we're so excited about your new solo work, and I'm going to ask you more about it, but do you recall what was the very first song that you wrote with Alice that he recorded? Do you remember what that first Pinch Me moment was?
Wow. It was probably during the Eyes of Alice Cooper,
because great
album in that era, because it's not the first album I recorded with Alice. The very first album I recorded with Alice was on the first time I ever stepped on stage with Alice Cooper. It was a live album. It was called Fistful of Alice, and it was recorded in Cabo San Lucas. So the thing was, that was all classic Alice Cooper songs, live album. Then, a couple years later, we were able to sort of break things down in sort of a garage style. We actually used Love It to Death as the blueprint for that album, Eyes of Alice Cooper. So I think all those songs that ended up becoming, you know, tracks on Eyes of Alice Cooper were like basically the first songs I wrote with Alice. And so you could just go with track one, I believe, probably I'm So Angry was like one of the first sort of guitar riffs.
What a great song that was. Well, let's get back to the new solo material. Fight Another Day is the new single. That's going to be in rotation with all the DJs here. So, do you have plans for a new album? Are we going to get a full album?
Well, the hardcores are going to get something, I'm telling you. We have stuff in the works. Our buddy Scotty Hagen over at Balachi Records. You guys might know
Balachi.
Bellyache Records. We have Balachi, but it's actually Bellyache. It's just Tommy Hendrickson, our other guitar player, likes to call it Balachi. And funny guy. But the bottom line is, he's got some things in the work where if you like collector's items and you liked Better Than You and you like this new track, Fight Another Day, well, I only know one type of vinyl that fits two songs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get yourself ready. I'm not going to give too much away. I don't want to give too much away. But you know what? It's something really cool up his sleeve, and we'll hopefully have that out in the next couple months.
Oh, that is terrific. We're speaking with Ryan Roxy. His brand new single is called Fight Another Day. The video for the track is terrific and a lot of fun. Boy, it makes me harken back to the day when we all would turn on MTV to be excited to see our favorite artist's videos. Today's video, that would fit right in with that. Ryan, you are nonstop go. I'm always, I mean, look, we've been trying to do this interview, you and me, for months. Between touring with Alice, between creating new music, between your podcast, which has been an amazing success, between being a husband and a father, where do you find time to do this? Like, how are you and I even talking right now?
No, you're setting goals, always setting goals and make them achievable and get it done and just have it something that you can do. I always try to set as many goals as possible. Obviously, Alice Cooper touring is the priority, and it's the reason why most people know anything about me. And then once you have that opportunity for people to see you live with the Alice Cooper Band, hopefully they can check out your solo stuff and your other projects, like the podcast, like my guitar lesson plans. I have a System 12, or like the All XS. If you're like a diehard and you want to get more into the inner circle, go to the Roxy All XS backstage pass, and that's such a virtual backstage pass thing where I let people in to see my whole entire tour life from start to finish of all the stuff that you don't really post on Instagram day to day. You kind of post deep stuff, you know, like what was catering like today, what was the dressing room like, well, how was your hotel room, what were the hotel accommodations like? Were they great, or was it sort of a beat down Holiday Inn? So all those links to find out anything more about me, you can check out on RyanRoxy.com. It's got the videos, it's got the new music, and of course all the other projects I'm into.
You know, I would not be able to end this interview if I didn't talk about the love and the fan base here in Pittsburgh. Now, we're not going to tell Alice this, but it might be as big for Ryan Roxy as it is for Alice because... No, hold on. Because I've been a part of this for years. Because of your love and friendship with your fans. And
there's a bond.
There's no question about it. I mean, it's a family when Alice Cooper comes to town. And a large part because of Ryan Roxy. Talk a little bit about what made you decide to be different than normal superstars and say, I'm going to go out in the parking lot without security and hang out with my friends and family and fans?
Because it is the rock and roll parking lot. Because at the end of the day, I'm not just a rock and roller, I'm a rock and roller fan. And the posters on my wall growing up were just as influential and important to me as the posters on the wall for the people that are coming to the shows. So I am one of you. I am you, you are me. We there's a synergy that happens when we come and get together at a rock show, and that energy, there's an energy exchange, whether I'm playing Alice Cooper riffs or shaking your hand out in the parking lot and taking a picture and stuff, there's always a bond, and there's always been a special bond with Pennsylvania and Washington and Midwest in general, Ohio, all the audience. We come there every year for a reason, and we're looking forward to coming there again this year. So check out all the tour dates, and of course all the tour dates, RyanRoxy.com. You can check them out there, and I look forward to seeing you out there at one of the shows. And hopefully, if you don't watch yourself, I'll see you in the parking lot.
We're talking with Ryan Roxy. He's got a brand new single. It's terrific. It's called Fight Another Day. And we got big things coming down the pike from Ryan. Well, Ryan, it's that time. Okay. Everyone loves knowing what their favorite rock stars listen to. And, I was just struck right now by, you know, the saying, out of the mouths of babes. You know, my children are now young men and adults, but I remember my oldest son being about 7 years old and you spending time with him, and in front of a little crowd gathered around you, he said, Ryan, you guys were better than the Rolling Stones. And it was just honesty coming out of his mouth, because an Alice Cooper show is in part as great as it is because of you're great playing. So, talking about that, Ryan, take over the turntables, but I'm going to ask you something different. Yes. Why don't you give us two deep cuts from Alice that are favorites of yours? Maybe it's something that you play live. Maybe it's something that's never been played live that you hold special in your heart. We'll play it right now and tell us why it's special.
Okay. Well, I will pick two that come from the same sort of garage band and garage type of rock genre that Alice is famous for, whether it's off of Love It to Death or whether it's, you know, let's see. Okay, here's a great old school one. An old school Alice Cooper song that I don't think gives enough credit, and I wish we'd play it more and more live. And it's kind of a great sort of, I don't know, it's inspiring to me. It gives me a good, because when I hear the song title, it makes me inspired and go on. So hopefully it will do the same for you. That is called Long Way to Go. Because
oh,
we still
wow.
got a long way to go. And it's a great sort of riff and just down and dirty old original OGs, Michael Bruce, Glenn Buxton, just laying those guitars out, and of course great Dennis Dunaway hitting, you know, chugging that bass, man. I feel that what dovetails with that song would be a song that we were talking about earlier with The Eyes of Alice Cooper. And it is one of the first songs that I did write with Alice. It was going to be a Ryan Roxy, sort of Roxy 77 solo song. But the minute Alice heard it, he goes, no, I want this one. And the minute he put his vocal on it, I was like, perfect. And then I heard the lyrics that he wrote for it. So that one would be I'm Stuck Somewhere Between High School and Old School.
Oh, isn't
that
great?
I think
that
a lot of us, we can all relate to that. So I feel that Long Way to Go and High School and Old School are, or Between High School and Old School are two good songs, like one from the old school, one from the new school, and go rock them.
That's terrific. Ryan, such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Welcome back, my old friend. We love your music. The new single, Fight Another Day, new from Ryan Roxy. You've been a long time in the making, and it's good stuff. Ryan, have a great night, and come on back to Quartz in Session.
Always great to talk to you, Eric. I'm very happy for your success. And everybody out there, keep on listening to Eric. He's rocking and rolling it. And guess what? Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I can't see a thing. Driving through the pouring rain. I wish I'd
Life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Quartz in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie. Me, I'm the Mockster, and you can listen to my show, Viva La Mock, right here on this very same radio station tomorrow night starting at 9. While your rocket attorney likes to focus on new music from classic artists, well, you won't hear that on my show. But what you will hear are cover songs of those classic artists, along with an eclectic mix of indie rock, power pop, classic and alternative country, garage rock, and whatever else has been stuck in my head all week long. From Aha to Zappa and all points in between, I invite you to check out Viva La Mock with me, the Mockster, Friday nights at 9, right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming at WRCT.org.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
It's not easy. Not easy living on your own. shine. And I feel that when I'm with you, it's all life. I know it's right. To you, I'll give the world. It's all right. I know it's right. And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before. I wish it from myself. For you, there'll be no more crying. For you, the sun will be shining. And I feel that when I'm with you, it's all right. I know it's right.
Rhiannon, sung by Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
From the latest live release from Fleetwood Mac from the album Live 1975, Record Store Day release just a few months ago, going out to Law and the crew at Rum Runners in Cape Coral, Florida, listening online at WRCT.org. One of a large group of people who sent me messages and called, for those of you listening online, the beginning of the show was apparently Christmas music. If you're listening on radio local here in Pittsburgh, the show was as normal, but I was getting all these messages with people not understanding what was going on. Well, we've got good engineers here, and they fixed the problem. But going out to Law and Rum Runners, listening online, WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. You know, you can hear Courts in Session every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, as well as a Friday at 1 a.m. after Aviva Lamach, and Sunday nights at 10 p.m. So if you missed any part of the Ryan Roxy interview, guests, and a big tip of the hat to Ryan for joining us tonight, you can hear it all over again Friday at 1 a.m., Sunday at 10 p.m., right here in WRCT. So guys, have you mixed up your pain meds, your allergy meds, or your sleep meds? Well, all you gotta do is call the Poison Helpline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, or even in the great outdoors. You can call the Poison Helpline at 1-800-222-1222 to talk with medical professionals for free personal advice every time. Put that in your cell phone, 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, maybe save a life. So this past hour has been brought to you by our friends at Attic Records. Attic Records is independently owned and operated, and they buy and sell new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information, give them a call at 412-821-8484 or go online to atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT or any of the great shows here, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So got a call from Sam and Elliot. Samantha called. I think that's the first time I've ever had a call from Elliot. She told me, I'm not in Crafton, I'm in Elliot. Well, Sam wanted to hear the latest track we've been playing from Joe Bonamassa. Joe joined us a few weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. And this track is terrific. Featuring Michael McDonald from the Doobies, Susan Tedeschi, and Derek Trucks. This is Joe Bonamassa with To Know You Is To Love You, WRCT 88.3 FM.